This is football heritage.
You need to sing.
Well, I have to sing.
This is my love for you people.
Commemoration. I'm not singing. Let's move on.
Wow.
If you don't sing, we're not starting the episode. So.
Yeah, wow.
Sing with passion.
Sing it
on. It's all. What am I doing?
What is this? Sing on.
Has he sang it before?
No.
He sang it.
But you're supposed to hear every time you're when. You're when on the phone.
Same bitch.
Let's press now. The investor.
That's it.
The investor.
If they keep this song like this for like a
the grande the champion.
I did it. Oh,
bro,
God.
I video this.
I wish I recorded him. I was lost in his singing. It's terrible, but I was lost in it. Welcome to the final episode of
Inagba.
Super.
Guys, over the summer, I need you people to begin to call this thing Ikebe. Yes.
No, please.
Yes. As you can see, we have.
I have guests. I don't know. Do we consider Jumper a guest anymore?
No.
Welcome.
He's obviously an ass, bro.
All his ideas. An Inagba bro, an Ikebe brother. Oh God. Welcome to episode 34 of Inagba.
We did it, bro. We did it.
A whole if we don't season. Do it again after this one, you know we tried.
We tried.
We got to one season. Welcome to the final episode of Inagba for the season. That doesn't mean we'll stop hearing our voices, bro. Welcome to the final episode.
We could have gotten to 38 episodes if not for answers.
Yeah. We're protesting for our rights. Fucking, you know what? We're not going to talk about Buhari here. Fuck that nigga. Oh, my nigga, say Buhari.
Sarah, how do you feel?
Right now, we're recording this episode from the UK.
Like, we had to travel, bro. We had to travel.
Something easy.
And, like, it's mad because they set up a committee that will stop people from traveling. So, virtually all of us had to go to different countries and hook up in one spot.
Yeah, we snuck through Germany.
I went through the Netherlands, personally. Where did you use?
Switzerland? Why were you in Switzerland?
Cambodia.
What do they have? I would like to see what
they
you
have Twitter.
Oh yeah, as of right
is
now,
actually cool.
As of right now, we don't have Twitter.
That nigga say
we have to wait.
That nigga say we bound like Twitter in Lagos.
Guy.
Like, they use my country, do bars.
I've never ever seen anything like this.
Never,
who just sits down and says? Yeah, you people don't tweet again. Guys.
The man said, did you remember the Enters people?
They
that
were
coming to Machi and remove me.
This nigga is a tyrant. But he's a tyrant and it shows.
I said,
He knows, but he doesn't know.
He thinks he's doing great.
They asked this brother, how can he create jobs? And said, tell the youth to behave themselves. Are you my father? Are you mad? I'm not even.
Be like disciplinary master.
He said, tell the youth to behave themselves, then we'll create jobs. So it's like, keep quiet unless nobody's eating in this house.
He was his legacy and he said he has built trains to Niger because they've found oil in Niger.
But it's not our country.
It's his country.
How does this?
It's Buhari's country. That nigga is from Niger.
It's from Niger.
Accept this and no peace.
Well, welcome to.
When Nigeria is letting me down, Chelsea did not let me down. Look at them, downtrodden. You should have thought about that when you let me win the championship.
This past week, it's not even that. Did you see the goals Timo Werner and Havertz scored? I mean, it's Latvia. But did you see the goals, those brothers?
It's all good for confidence.
Kai was very good in that game.
Yeah, he had like three. I mean, I know it's Latvia, but Kai don't want to take as his small team. It's not now he started.
But he plays with swagger now. Like, he's playing like he was playing in Germany.
Like, he's playing like, yo, I scored the winning goal in the Champions League final, bro. Respect me. Venade scored flicking. I'm like, oh, God, Latvia were losing 6-0, and they scored one goal and celebrated like,
They scored Germany now.
That's
one weekend shot. San Marino has ever done. Good job to Latvia. Giroud scored for France.
45 and 46, baby.
How many goals is it from Henry? 5 goals from equaling the record.
Yeah, I think so.
6 goals from breaking it. They go cuts.
He said, Giroud said, if they win the Euros, they'll celebrate by having a go-kart race. I'm like, yes, that's the level of pettiness I
no,
accept.
That thing is not even fair. Yeah, Benzema came and said you cannot compare a Ferrari to a go-kart because they compared him to Giroud. And they knock off Benzema because I don't know, was he sleeping with a prostitute? Only God knows what he was doing. But they knocked him up for a while. He had a whole scandal.
He had like...
But now France has realized...
We need a striker.
It's their best striker. That's not to put down Giroud because, you know.
I mean, it's Ben.
He ruined something because he had a scandal.
He had a scandal with underage prostitutes. Then sex tapes of his teammates. I think like he had sex.
He had a sex tape of his teammates and he was blackmailing his teammates
with the sex tape.
I don't have the details. I can't confirm.
Moving on.
Ronaldo
scored yet. Oh,
Icardi stole his teammates. Why?
Not his teammates. His Oga.
I hope somebody take you in. We're just giving you the scandals.
This nigga took him in.
Oh yeah, Sarah is here with us.
Oh, yeah, Evan. Yeah.
At Evan, welcome.
Remember the tweet? Ronaldo was in Man U. This is news to me.
You need to answer for your crimes. It took weeks, but we didn't forget.
We brought her here.
Please, welcome. I didn't have a brother till 2014.
That was
Lesma,
no?
That was Lesma. Wow. Yeah.
Real Madrid had just won their 10th Champions League.
In 2014, Ronaldo had already been in Madrid for like 6 years.
I've always known Ronaldo in Real Madrid.
Wow.
So why did you say he was in Man U?
I didn't know he was in
Man U. Because we talked about Man U on the pod.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. I didn't know.
Anyways,
Sarah listens a lot.
We're educating her. Are you not joking?
It's not easy.
Bruno scored 2 yesterday.
Nobody gives a shit about what Bruno did. The Euros are coming up, so we have to give a shit.
Do you know why we can slander Bruno? Because he lost the final.
Like, who loses? Not me, though. Not me, you'll be easy. Who loses in the... Oh, and he played rubbish.
That's a father extraordinaire.
I've never...
He's a great player, though. Let's
That's him. The best player.
Should have won PFA Player of the Year over De Bruyne.
Nah.
De Bruyne won the league.
Player of the Year. Ruben Dias was there.
Harry Kane was there.
Harry Kane had more goals and assists than anybody.
But he didn't win anything.
Who gives a shit?
He won the Golden Boot and he won the Playmaker of the Year award.
Like,
and when his team...
You said he didn't win anything.
His team ended 1 point ahead of Arsenal.
He's coming conference position.
He's coming to that Man City. He's coming to that Man City, so we'll see.
Can you imagine doing all that?
They are playing European Conference.
Like, you cannot... Like, it's not fair to lead all the charts and then you're scoring all those goals and your team is not doing anything with them. I know that I say it a lot now, but I've
never seen anything. I really haven't.
I didn't finish with the most goals and the most assists.
And you finish
7th.
It's a conference position.
Blood clad. We're not talking about that anymore. We're just chilling.
Be like Nigeria. Small team conference. Economic conference. Security conference. Conference up and down.
Guy, what a season. That's so much fun. So much happened. There was a period when... We're ruining football again at the beginning with Temple.
Oh, God.
And that was fun.
Chelsea were bastards. They're just buying everybody.
Yeah, so that was nice.
At that point, it was wickedness.
Do you think we're justified now? All the money spent?
Yeah, you are.
No, you had to sack your manager.
Fuck that nigga.
The person who did all the signings had to be sacked.
No. They said it's the board. Please. They said Lampard did not sign those players. You know when you're trying to make excuses for somebody and you just walk him into a hole?
Personally,
they said Lampard just wanted similar players.
I feel like sacking the manager doesn't mean anything if the manager that comes in still uses the same players.
It's not like Tuchel came in the middle of the January transfer window and said, I sell all those brothers.
No, Tuchel used them. I mean, you gave Tuchel his German brothers. They can continue.
Every single one of them. Lampard froze out Rudiger. Tuchel
brought him. He brought him. He said, you're German. Come on, play for me.
I have something to say about United and Arsenal. But nobody gives a shit about Arsenal. So move on. It's hard. How can your club not be talked about anymore?
Do you know what it means for Aston Villa to outbid you for a player? Aston Villa.
The owner of Spotify is doing his best.
At this point, the new guy is like, come on, man.
We'll stream song in the stadium. Just let me buy this. He's just tired. Imagine being an Aston fan watch and you're like, he's worth 3.6 billion. And I don't know, maybe he has backers. Well, that nigga is willing to buy us now for $2 billion. So it's like, take my notes once. Stop this rubbish.
Oh my god, that's down bad. That's the definition of down
bad. He's like, enough of this shit.
No, like, you know what it means? You have tracked Buendia for a season and a half. You started tracking him from January when they were in the Premier
League. Why didn't they buy him then?
They said the money was too much.
Why didn't Arsenal buy Buendia in January for 40 million?
No.
They've not finished paying Pepe. Oh, God.
Guys, Arsenal fans are delusional. Because guess who they are wanking to next?
Jack Grealish. It's not Grealish holding Bukayo Saka.
Oh my God, he's holding...
You know what? Today feels like an Arsenal slander day. But it's
which day
not.
Isn't?
You don't even have to try. That club is funny.
Wait, you say you had something to say about United.
About United. I feel like you need to sack Ole.
I feel so too. But
who cares about what you feel? I feel like.
Get out.
You need to sack Ole. And here is why. The progression is sideways. So you can see the front. And Ole keeps showing you the front. But he's only shuffling. Have you ever seen choir moving from side to side? That's what Ole is doing. Finishing in second because everybody else was shit. No disrespect to United. They had an okay season. Not winning a single trophy. Correct?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad about that. Not winning a single trophy.
No player award.
Forget the player awards. It's the structure of the team, as in the team.
Let me tell you how we play. It's Bruno on vibe.
Like, I told you. That is going to die.
Have you seen the matches that we play without Bruno?
See, Bruno and vibes cannot work in the way that, like, a Hazard and vibes can work. I don't know what it is.
Hazard and vibes,
you watch that season that he left.
Hazard and vibes, the antidote to Hazard and vibes was Herrera.
My marketing trial. That nigga built a career off of that. But you can mama Bruno. And then you don't even need to. He doesn't show up. He doesn't show up in big games. So it's like, just leave.
You know, he has. I looked at the thing. There's a stat that says he has only 2 goals against top 6. Mm-hmm. And then all his other goals come against all the other guys.
You know, take as he said.
Like, there's something you guys need to understand. Like,
Did you know that?
Ferguson, if you look at Ferguson stat-wise, Ferguson would try to draw with the big teams and then pummel the small teams.
That's how you win the league. Don't lose to the big teams. Beat them when you can, but make sure that you win the smaller teams.
Don't say win,
but
say pummel.
That can't happen anymore.
Why not? Because the smaller teams are not so small.
They're giving the smaller teams too much money.
That's what, see, I was talking
to Kennedy yesterday,
and I was telling him that, first off, what they have to do in the Premier League right now is poach off of Villa, poach off of Everton, poach off of all those guys
in the league. But the problem with Premier League is like, they don't have to. It's technical now because now they don't have to sell to
you. But you can still buy players.
By virtue of staying in the Premier League, they make so much money that they don't have to lose their best players.
Like, they can still pay their best players.
They're going to
like,
pay them.
Villa can afford to pay Grealish 120 a week.
And when the way is going, they can even challenge for Europe. Like, it doesn't have to be the Champions League.
They can play conference.
But
yes, conference now.
City can afford to prize away
everybody. God, please. I don't need if City
United can afford to drop money and take away Wilfred Zaha. Those are the
please don't
those
call
are the
that
signings
boy,
that
they already tried, it didn't work.
Yeah,
we sold him to Crystal Palace.
That's what I'm saying. Like, because you guys are a shit team. Let's not talk about you people right now. I just used you as an example.
Not me, Jesus.
Those are the things Champions that we need to do. And that's what Bayern do to keep the rest of the league in check.
Buy from them. How will you collect your second position coach and best player? We talked about that last week.
That's wicked. Oh, like, oh my God, that was too close. That was too close.
I've never. Bayern are a different breed.
See, that's pure capitalism.
I wish it's wickedness, this tyranny. I'm sure.
Whoever finishes second the next season, they will collect their best player.
I had a dream, a terrible dream. I thank God for how good Lewandowski is, because if he wasn't, there's no world where Bayern Munich don't collect Haaland.
Yeah,
guy.
Yeah,
there is no world.
Like, Lewandowski is good enough that, like, Haaland is complaining that, like, he will score 2, the man will score 3. Isn't he tired of scoring? Yeah. So, like, speaking of Haaland.
I'll say Abramovich. Because Abramovich woke up and said, I won the Champions League with Timo Werner. I'm rich. Yes. Zoc, how much did I a striker?
He backed Lampard. As a reward for finishing in the top four.
So imagine what this man would do to
Tuchel. With Kai Havertz for 92 million. Because now I feel like I can call that money because Champions League winner. Timo Werner, Hakim Ziyech, Thiago Silva, Malang Sarr, Ben Chilwell. That's 6 players. Lampard said, I need these players. They bought the players he wanted and then some. Because I don't think Havertz was a player he wanted. Havertz was an opportunistic signing. That one I'm standing by because I said it when I recorded my rant. That day that they beat us, that Man City beat us, that Man City now followed and beat them. God was great this season. Oluwa never let me drink Banta for too long.
Even me too. The day I was going to collect Banta, Liverpool said no. We'll take it for you.
70.
I'm still concerned at the fact that Chelsea lost twice to Arsenal this season.
Man United lost 2.
You're useless. You haven't been able to beat Arsenal
in United like lost, 3 years. Twice,
we lost Arsenal 3-1.
They haven't beaten Arsenal in like 3
seasons. Well, it's 2 different coaches. So let's think of it as Tuchel lost once. We don't discuss Lampard. Love you though, bro. Love you.
Oh, man.
But then
I watched every single Chelsea goal this season. It was a 27-minute video. And I noticed how involved Timo Werner was. Like in what everything that Chelsea did this season, through all the slander, he was always the one making the runs. He was always the one creating the chances, assisting. But you know, slander.
It's agenda how many more runs he could have made, though.
Yeah, it's how many more big balls chances he could have finished. And that is why, my country people, we are trying to buy Erling Braut Haaland.
If Chelsea get Erling Haaland, I would lose my mind.
Haaland and Kai, disgusting.
I would lose my mind.
Oh, God!
Anyways,
remember the name of episode 1? Chelsea ruining football. Again. He do usually ruin
again.
It. Again. We're back.
Yeah, like, this man, like, Abramovich is going to be unstoppable.
And minus the fact that we're signing Haaland, there's also the
Hakimi. You're not signing Haaland. Stop saying it.
Give people doubt
that you're going to get Hakimi.
Give people doubt that you when I said, even if we don't get Haaland, we'll probably, like, PSG want Hakimi. PSG did sign Wijnaldum already.
Yes.
Depay to Barcelona.
Yep.
I don't know.
Not official.
No official. But
Conte said, I don't want Spurs. All you people should leave me alone.
Spurs.
They showed him their project and he said, ew, not me. Get out.
The problem with Spurs is that Spurs are not going to do what every other club do for Conte. Spurs are not about to remove money and buy you Dani Osvaldo and his any other player that Conte wants. Ashley Young.
Conte was not even
Spinazzola.
Spinazzola.
Conte will
Spurs are not going to do that. But Conte will get you if
a Champions
if
League
you back
sport.
Him. Conte will get you a Champions League spot, possibly a league in 2 years.
Conte will say, give me Zaniolo.
Yeah.
Give me
Nicolò Zaniolo.
Give me
that's even a, that's a good signing. Barella, these are good signings. Nicolò Zaniolo and Barella are good signings. What Conte will do is buy you 7 players for 35 million each. And all of them will be ass. But they will work for him.
And then, this man signed Ross Barkley.
You leave here after 2 years and you're just looking at the trash, like the... We haven't still sold Bakayoko, bro.
You know who wants him? Gattuso said, bring him to Fiorentina.
Yeah, that's a player. We're going to get the Serie A soon because something happened there that I can't really wrap my mind around. But welcome to the final episode. Welcome. Why we still say welcome? It's 30 minutes in. Is it up to 30 minutes? Don't click it. Oh, my God.
I didn't click
ruining it. Ruining it.
Anyways, the Euros are upon us.
Yes, Erling Haaland. Oh, God. Boy. Is he in the Euros this season? Norway didn't qualify.
I think Norway qualified. Let me check.
Check for me. But all I'm going to say is pray for your souls if they let me sign Erling Haaland. Because this allows Tuchel to play a back three system. You know, three central defenders, two holding midfielders. The pockets are so close. The pockets are so close, but yet we are wide. And that's how Chelsea plays. So
such an idiot.
Such an idiot, Pep. Love you, dude, but such an idiot.
You know what I'm afraid of Chelsea getting Haaland is Pep breaks his neck to get a striker.
He's going to sign Harry Kane.
Yeah. If you guys do.
If City don't sign Haaland, Chelsea sign Haaland, Pep gets Harry Kane. There's no world where Pep does not sign a striker this season. He's like, okay, enough of that false nine shit. Let us batter teams into submission. They win the league again. Reach the Champions League final. Hopefully, it's not us before they beat us four. Anyway, the three defenders will be Rudy. Let him rest. Please.
Let him rest.
Before he comes the league
again.
You know, you have three central defenders, but then it allows him to play a Reece James as a third centre back and Hakimi as a wing back. If we sign Hakimi,
do you know what that sounds like?
This man wants to.
Do you know exactly what he just?
This man wants to get Hakimi, then play Reece James as a third centre back.
Do you know exactly what he just said? He said, Kyle Walker and Cancelo.
Yeah, that place is shut down.
That's
that
literally all that bastard had to do in that final. But look,
sorry now, you lost. That place is shut down defensive wise and attacking wise. Because what Hakimi does not have defensively, he more than makes up for attacking. In attack.
God,
and
you see and that
in that, we can switch to a four with Reece James as a fullback and Hakimi as a. This is football heritage. This is football. Oh, God. But then I worry about all our other creative players. Like, how does this affect them? But that's not my business. We'll win the Champions League again. If we let us spend another 300 million, it's over. And we can afford to, profit wise, we're good. And there's a lot of players that we can offload. Giroud resigned. So we've got Giroud. But I think we sell Tammy. I think we sell Emerson. I think. I don't want Christensen to go.
You can get Chill 30.
We're selling Tomori for 27.8, which is annoying because I feel like he should have gone for a lot more. But,
This is
football heritage.
Meanwhile, for the 1 millionth time, Man United have a great personal terms
with Jadon Sancho. Wow. There we go again.
Yeah, we go again.
There's a player that Dortmund are trying to sign to replace Sancho. Why not sign him? Stop stressing yourself. Leicester, see what you need to do is tell Leicester, I want to sign your player. When Leicester say, okay, they are signing a player, let's get a fine player. Go and buy the one that Leicester said.
End of story.
End of, don't waste time. I realize that's what you should be doing for Leicester. They saw Chiwell and bought Castan. Next time, we'll just go and buy the Castan direct. I'm done out here.
You know, you can play both sides.
Yes.
The guy can play both sides and play as a center back.
Now, you hear who they want to sign. They want to sign Gosens.
Germany called him up. Yes. He scored in the game against Lazio.
Cracker. Yeah.
If you see the goal, Seth.
I saw all the
goals. Itawai. That's the sound effect for that kind of goal.
Great. You know one thing I like about the German team? The German team would see a big team in Europe and they will try to hold you to a draw. You see when they catch those small ones, he's wicked. Like, and then they are scoring seven. Hansi Flick is not their manager yet. So imagine this Hansi Flick against San Marino. Oh, Una will collect 13.
They already collect 13. It's a bit of
good. That's wickedness, bro. But like going into the Euros, which team are you supposing?
Me? Do you really want to know? Germany.
Which team are you?
Without a doubt.
John Paul, which team are you supporting?
Germany, France, and Portugal.
They are only one group, bro.
Yeah, somebody will come out of that group, then you support that one.
No. The thing with the Euros is the three of them can come out of that group.
Best loser.
Is that not how Portugal used and won it the last time?
It's so stupid.
Very rubbish people.
So fucking stupid.
Love it anyways for Ronaldo. Anyways, Messi get Copa America. Anyway, see, he's not going to win it.
Did you see the nonsense he did?
Which nonsense.
They were leading 2-0 and ended the game 2-2.
Argentina doesn't have defenders.
Every day we are making excuses for this brother.
For who brother? Is Messi the whole
This Messi whole man. Every day we are making excuses for him. He cannot win an international
They had trophy. To go and organize a one match with, wait for it, Nicaragua. Which country is that?
Their flag is white.
Where is that country from?
There's white somewhere in the flag.
Nicaragua. And Messi, they hold the trophy. Shame not even do
him. What? What trophy did he win?
They gave them trophy for winning that match. They gave them trophy.
Is that what America did?
FIFA say, we don't know this trophy. We don't know it. Okay. Messi say, even.
Mr. Pulisic won the CONCACAF.
I don't even know what that is. Like,
who are the people playing in that tournament? Do you see the results? People were winning 10-0, 11-2. Haiti was beating a country. Haiti?
Why is Haiti winning a match?
With earthquakes and all their strife.
I'm so to beat somebody. He's so fucking rude. What
a mess. But my Captain America.
So we're winning it.
Won an international trophy before Messi.
Who is Messi in this game?
Not my king.
I want us to look at like
the Euro squads.
Yeah, their squads.
You have the images for me.
Yeah. So starting with France.
That's
the wickedness of their squad. That's the wickedness.
Oh, but nobody in this team is in a small club.
Their midfield is deadly. The one they played in the last game.
France's midfield
and then Tolisso and Pogba.
Guy, Kante and Pogba have never lost a game for France. They have played 26.
Do you know what that seems like to me? You people have been trying to unlock Pogba for 5 years.
Kante is the key.
We get the key. I would rather die. I'll kill Kante personally if I sell it to my open this phone. The midfielders are current and Tolisso, N'Golo Kante, Paul Pogba.
Yeah, Tolisso takes Matuidi.
Adrian Rabiot, and somehow Moussa Sissoko is still here.
What great FC boy that can run with the ball.
Thomas Lemar.
Pogba can run with the ball.
Pogba cannot run with the ball the way Sissoko runs.
Because of speed.
When Sissoko runs, the ball is like tank.
France called up Antoine Griezmann, Oli Giroud, Mbappe, Ousmane Dembele, Karim Benzema, Kingsley Coman, Wissam Ben Yedder, and Marcus Thuram.
They have so much pace.
So much firepower.
Like, look at everybody in that squad. And the only person without pace, the only people without pace is Benz and Giroud.
Benz is quick though.
I know he's getting three, but
like, that's what I'm saying. Like the amount of pace in that attack. You have Antoine Griezmann and Mbappe flanking.
The keepers are Magnan. Magnan just moved to Milan.
Yeah.
They've signed him to replace
Donnarumma.
Donnarumma is going to PSG.
He will.
They have Pavard, Kimpembe, Varane, Longley, Zuma.
Singlet.
Lucas Digne or Luca Digne.
Digne.
Lucas Hernandez, Leo Dubois, and
France left back position.
Koundé.
They're going with Koundé.
That's who I want. Can I money plus AC for Koundé? Okay, AC deserves better.
The penitentiary.
Yes, AC penitentiary. The biggest prison in football. In football history. Everybody's there. Everybody has faced that guy and failed.
And then there's England.
England. For England, we have...
Before you mention England, the thing with England is they have so much squad depth in that they don't have wonderful players. They just have above average players that can float. And so, like, they can hold a big team to a draw and they can pummel a small team.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem with that team is Southgate.
Starts in goal? Southgate is not a good coach. Who starts in goal?
Between Pickford.
Who starts in goal? Between Pickford and Henderson.
Did he take Pickford?
Yeah, Pickford and Henderson.
What the hell is wrong with this man?
He took Pickford, Henderson, and Johnston.
Sam Johnston.
So he didn't take Pope?
The Pope is at home.
The Pope is in Rome.
Well, I would personally like to take Henderson.
I would prefer Henderson starting over Pickford.
Yes, I hate the concept of goalies that are not tall.
Sorry, I'm not being biased or anything, but it's just...
No offense to short keepers everywhere. I mean 6 foot, because I'm very short. But as a 6 foot keeper, you are at a disadvantage.
You're not commanding enough. You're
that area is not yours. Enough. That's one of those goalkeepers and defenders.
Have you seen Courtois going for a corner? They don't beat him.
Courtois is too far.
Remember Pantelimon?
Oh, Pantelimon.
You remember? They had to do outswingers Because if you played an in-swinger, it was just going straight into
He was no good, but he was tall. There was a cross that City put in the box in the Champions League final that Kepa lets go.
Yeah.
Because like he can't reach it. But Romelu just runs and intercepts that cross mid-air and catches it.
Yeah. I remember saying
a tall goalkeeper is the key to happiness. Tall defenders too.
Have you seen how
tall
many
tall centre backs? Yeah. I don't really care about the height of my fullback.
For England, Trent got injured.
Yeah, Trent got injured. Who's replacing
him? You know who he took instead? He had a lot of defenders. And he still chose to take Ben White.
So right now you have Ben White, Ben Chilwell, Chilly B, Connor Cody, Reece James,
Tyrone Mings,
Harry Maguire, Luke Shaw, John Stones, Kieran Trippier, and Kyle Walker. You play a back three. Harry Maguire, Kyle Walker, and a Mings.
Or a Ben White.
Ben White is fast enough. And then you play Reece James, because nobody's contending with
that's
him
problem,
now.
Though.
As a right fullback.
What you just said is a problem.
Or you can play Walker as
because
right.
Or you play Kyle Walker as
you're
right.
You're limiting
fullback.
Yourself to having to play a left-footed centre-back.
You need a left-footed centre-back.
No, but you're limiting yourself to only being...
Who is the left-footed centre-back in that team? There's no left-footed centre-back in that team. Unless you want to... Mings is not left-footed. Mings is right-footed.
So then that makes those guys uncomfortable.
So what... You know what...
But then the only discomfort is for the left-sided centre-back.
Yeah.
And for in that position, you don't need to be on the strongest foot.
You can play Ben White or Tyrone Mings.
You don't need to be on the strongest foot because they are not turning you inside. The winger's problem is the right fullback is the winger's problem.
So here's the problem. If they get in behind Chilly B, then he's isolated and has come out of the box. So
and I can't see any of them that can play that.
The only thing you can do is turn this way to
the
pass
is,
back to the
if
goal.
If you get behind
Chilly B. There's John Stones there.
No.
Yeah, but
wait, if you turn behind Chilly B, you have a Jude Bellingham or Declan Rice running across to you.
That boy is tall, though.
They're not going to get... They're not... Like, I understand what you're saying. Midfielders. Like, imagine they knock the ball into space. And
this is so unimpressive, the midfielders.
That's what I'm saying. So, did you not see
the way
Rashford sacks this Ben White boy times?
See, don't worry.
Imagine you're not
see,
up against
JP,
an Mbappe doing
JP,
that to you.
JP, don't worry about it. Rashford and Brighton is tradition. It is tradition.
No, but think about this, though. There's also John Stones, who plays on the left
for City.
So like, there's not that problem.
So he's
John Stones
is going
is the
to
answer
play
to
on
that
the
question.
Left.
And internationally, let them isolate him.
These are the things that you have to think about when you're picking your team going into the Euros. You can't be saying we will wait and see how it happens.
In midfield,
doesn't have any sense.
Yes, in midfield, they called Calvin Phillips.
Why is that boy going?
Why not? He's good. He's the best of the holding brothers, except maybe by Declan Rice.
Yeah.
And even that one, like, what does he do? He's a ball winner instead of a holding. So it's tricky, but it's.
And he's the only one who plays in a team that actually knows how to
play. Leeds will press you. To oblivion.
Yeah.
It's not that it's not a gang press, bro. Leeds press is not the
not
intensity surpasses.
Madness.
It's like these people learn from Marcelo Bielsa, bro.
It's actually
you have Jude Bellingham, Jordan Henderson, Big Bunny Mace.
Come on, lads. Come on,
lads. Mason Mount, Calvin Phillips, and Declan Rice. A very, very common lads midfield. Except for the technical ability that a Bellingham
Mace
give you.
Mason will obviously do a body feint once in a while and shoot.
And then for forwards, which is where
the problem
England boasts all the guns, you have this Dominic Calvert-Lewin, Phil Foden, Jack Grealish, Harry Kane, Marcus Rashford, Bukayo Saka, Jadon Sancho, and Raheem Sterling. His weapons.
Look at
you carry a bunch of small knives. If all of us hold small knife, is it not fight? It's fight.
Let me mention forwards.
Wait,
the other teams. You're thinking of Leroy Sané for Germany.
I'm telling you
that England forward would wreak havoc. The speed and the finishing. Like, imagine playing Rashford, Sancho, and Kane in their middle. You are playing two people that can drive the ball into the box and lay it off for Kane.
What are the teams they are playing? You're looking to.
That's the thing. Look at the groups they are in. They are not in a group as deadly.
Groups now.
Oh, we can't forget the groups. We're
looking at getting out of the groups and then you're playing into the other DC. When you get there, who are you facing?
Hey.
Who are you facing when you're playing?
Like England. We know England is not going to win this thing.
That's what we said about World Cup. They almost let them win it though. It was almost coming home.
Thank God for
small things. Speaking of which, let me hear the Croatia squad.
Oh, Croatia.
That's gonna be
powerful. Croatia be walking with dark horses every
so
other
Croatia
day.
Have Vida as usual. They have Vida, there's Jan Lovren, Vissalico, Barisic.
Recycle, play, let's see.
Wait, who is it? Who is Kaletaka?
I know him. Duje Kaletaka. He did well.
Josip Juranovic. Domagoj Bradarić from Lille, so he won a league, so he did something. Miles Skoric, Josko Vadio, Leipzig.
This has been the funniest reading. We're just like, Who are these
people? Who are these men?
For their midfielders, not to people we actually know.
Okay.
Luka Modric, Mateo Kovacic, Marcelo Brozovic, Ivan Perisic, Mislav Orsic,
there we go.
Milan Badelj,
there we go.
Juicy Brekalo, Mario Pasalic.
That person I like. Him I love. He used to be a Chelsea player.
Yeah, Nikolaj Vlasic.
Shut the fuck up.
Luka Ivanišek.
I was only happy that Vlasic finally left Everton.
They only have four attackers. They are only going with four attackers.
Mario Mandzukic.
Andre.
Who else?
Surprisingly not.
Huh?
Shocked.
Yay!
Andrej Kramaric,
yes,
Ante Rebic, Bruno Petkovic.
I don't know who that name is.
Ante Budimir. I know Budimir because Budimir is a FIFA gem. I use him on FIFA way too much. That guy has won me too much money for me not to know him. So at Osasuna. Budimir.
Okay, I'm looking for Germany. I can't
apparently
find
they said
Belgium.
Turkey is gonna be a dark.
Yeah, they believe that Turkey is a dark.
Oh, let me give you Belgium.
Because I want to see that.
Let me hear Belgium.
For Belgium, we have Thibaut Courtois, Simon Mignolet, Marcells. But those ones don't matter. Five defenders in the entire squad.
Of course.
Toby Alderweireld, Thomas Vermaelen. Oh my God, he's a Vissel Kobe.
Still. Some of Vermaelen is somehow
this,
still.
Do you know every time I hear his name, I'm like, again?
This nigga never dies. He can't
get Vermaelen, Dedrick Boyata.
Okay.
Fair.
Jan Vertonghen. Jason Denayer.
Yeah. Are they not producing defenders in that country?
That's all.
Go on.
But Dendonka is going to go as a defender.
Yeah, Leandro Dendonka. Midfield.
Or he'll step into midfield.
Leandro Dendonka went as a midfielder.
Yeah, of course they put him in midfield.
For midfielders, we have Axel Witsa.
Kevin Gundogbini.
Kevin
the brother.
Kevin the brother. Yuri Tillemans. Why is Munir going as a midfielder?
Why not?
Thomas
he's a wing back.
Leandro Dendonka. Wait for it. Timothy Castagne.
Yes. Yes. There's a player that they have that they're not calling that I'm worried. Klosterman. Is Klosterman Belgian?
No, Klosterman is German.
Klosterman is German, okay. Where is Klosterman in the
squad? Timothy Castagne, Yannick Carrasco.
Okay.
Thorgan Hazard. Who be this one? Hans Vaneken. Nasser Chadli. Again?
He's not the old.
He's playing at, oh God, Istanbul Basket.
Basket, shish.
Then he's spread. And forwards, Romelu Lukaku.
Big Rom.
Eden Hazard.
Yes. International Hazard is another animal.
See, and after Dries Mertens, the remaining names are going to. You guys are going to wonder why. Christian Benteke, Michy Batshuayi.
Why not?
Leandro Trossard.
Trossard makes
this
sense.
This one is one of my scouted players. Jeremy Doku.
Doku is rapid.
Yeah, oh God! Rapid. Like once as long as the player is rapid, even if he rates in at 62 for FIFA, give me.
Yeah, I'll buy Doku. Because he's fast. Not
God, look at his name. His name spells wickedness. If you have an attacker named Doku and he's black running at you, my bro is over.
I think it speaks of
we have to get to the segment where we talk about hot players so that Sarah can have a good time. Right now she's just like
what's going on? Germany, that's the last squad.
I think I can call Germany squad.
No, you can't.
No.
Probably can. could go for some of them.
Hansi Flick has already signed his contract.
He know they waste.
Okay, found the squad. Germany, fuck. Sorry. The German squad is goalkeepers.
Manuel Neuer.
Bernd Leno and Kevin Trapp. So Ter Stegen is injured. Okay, I was worried. In defense, you have Antonio Rudiger, Marcel Halstenberg, Matthias Ginter, Mats Hummels, Niklas Süle, Lucas Klostermann, my player.
Do you know how hard it's going to be to decide who to pair with Hummels between Niklas Süle and Rudiger?
No, you can
I would start Rudiger, Süle, and Klostermann as my back three.
But you always play back three.
Because but he doesn't.
You know how unbeatable a back three is. On a good day, nobody can stop.
Because in the words of my leader is, you have three center backs, two center midfielders, and two wing backs, and they play so tight.
The pockets, the five and the six, they play very close to the pockets. They're interchanging the passes, and then they're very wide with the wingers.
So close.
And you can tell
you what he said though. That nigga just said we have three at the back, two in midfield, and two on the side. That's all he said.
And then men are running in behind. But then he did summarize us like very, very well.
Why didn't he play against him?
We all knew Robben was going to cut in for 10 years. Stopping it is another thing entirely. So it does defense. And then, I kid you not, they did not defy the midfielders and the attackers. They said midfield / attack.
Yeah.
Josh Kimmich, Kai Havertz, Toni Kroos, Kevin Volland, Serge Gnabry, Timo Werner, Champions League winner.
Did you see the goal Gnabry scored?
Jonas Hoffman, Mafia. Jamal Musiala,
Musi,
Florian Neuhaus.
Yeah, such a good man.
Leon Goretzka, Leroy Sané, Leo Gundogan, Emre Can, and Thomas Muller. Those two should be playing for.
Neuhaus is very work rate based actually.
Dortmund.
Neuhaus, I think he's. I want to say Hoffenheim or...
So that's the German squad. What I'm interested in right now is the Turkish squad. Like, what is so dark horsey about them?
I want to see... Portugal squad.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one. Except they didn't take Pedro Neto.
Okay.
Stupid.
Read it out for me.
Okay, the Portugal squad is wicked, man. They have Bruno and Ronaldo.
Huh, wait, before we go, the Turkish squad average age is 25.0.
That's good. Which makes them have legs. But I don't know. Because I only know Cockatoo.
So I'm looking for like a list of the squad. Go on. Shit, there's Italy too. Interesting.
I beg. Mention countries, man. Mention Italy.
For Portugal, goalkeepers. I don't know why this one's the. Rui Patricio.
Who they call?
Antonio Lopez, Jose Sa, Rui Silva.
Who are these brothers?
Patricio might be injured.
For the front, Ruben Dias, João Cancelo, Nelson Semedo, Pepe, and Nuno Mendes, Rafael Guerrero.
Nuno Mendes. That brother needs to leave wherever he is.
I think it's a signing.
He's at Sporting currently.
And come to where we are playing football.
Midfielders. João Moutinho. Again.
He's old, but.
Danilo Pereira. Who is that? Bruno, baby! Bruno Fernandes. Bruno Fernandes, Ruben Neves. Remember Sergio Oliveira from Porto?
Yeah.
That nigga. William Carvalho, Cristiano Ronaldo.
This squad is going to be a little bit hard to pronounce, but I found it.
Andre Silva. Who is Pedro Gonçalves?
Highest goal scorer in the Portuguese league.
Bernardo Silva, Gonzalo Guedes. This nigga, Pedro Neto should go ahead of Guedes for me. Or Rafa Silva.
No, I understand, but it's also...
Rafa Silva shouldn't.
No.
Rafa Silva is rapid.
It's rapid, though.
It's rapid, but Pedro Neto...
You also have to remember that international football is also about experience. You don't you can't just take a player that could potentially switch
back. Okay, on. Rafa Silva and João Félix. And wait for it.
Jota is fit. This Turkish squad is a little bit weird. Forgive me if I mispronounce any names.
Can I just do it?
No, I've seen some names I like. You have... Shit, no, John Paul, do this, please.
Gunok in goal.
Mert Gunok.
Yeah.
Aute Bainder. I'm trying to Bainder. Be as... Ya Allah, as possible. Ogunkar Chakir.
There's an intonation under the sea. So I say check. I'm assuming that's a check.
Then you have Zeki Celik, Chagla Soyunku, Khan Ayan. I don't know that person, but I know Demiral, Mary Demiral, Mert Moudou, Ozan Kabak,
Ozan
in Liverpool, Redvan Yilmaz. Then you have Umut Meras. I don't know. I'm sure the Turkish league is sweet, so they are coming from there. Yusuf Sasiki, Dorukan Tokos.
No, Burak Yilmaz.
Erfan Khan Chavechi. Kavechi.
Chavechi.
Chavechi.
All those can play as John Paul.
Okay, Yokoslu.
Okai Yokoslu.
Okai Yokoslu.
Oh, I know Okai.
He plays for West Brom. He came to West Brom.
I know Okai. That nigga has also won.
Okun.
He's a perfect Matic replacement.
Okun Choku. Kochku. Kochku. Kokchu.
Kokuchu.
Kokuchu. Ozan Tufan. Thailand. Antayali.
Yeah.
And Hakan. Thank God.
Hakan.
Hakan Calhanoglu.
He said thank God.
Then you have Senzig Unde, Enes Unal, Abdul Kadir Omur, Kerem Aktokoglu.
Did you just say Terem?
Halil Devisoglu and Kenan Karaman and Burak Yilmaz.
Burak!
Oof, Jesus, it wasn't easy.
They have a good team, though.
Yeah, I don't have a good team, but I can see players there that can answer their first name.
Think of the creativity. So these two guys.
I have a question.
What's your question?
How do you think Portugal lines up? Because André Silva finished as Hoffenheim's highest goal scorer.
He's not going to start.
They'll play him. They'll try him more, but please. They are playing against France and Germany.
So Ronaldo must play.
Bruno in 10, Ronaldo in 9.
João Félix beside Ronaldo.
Jota and João Félix. Two holding midfielders.
I think Félix.
Ruben Dias, Cancelo.
Pepe.
Pepe. Oh yeah, Ruben Dias, Pepe, Cancelo and...
Why are you... they are playing three at the back.
Rafael Guerrero.
Did it. I'm not playing three at the back. Back four. That's why I'm not going to waste personnel on back three.
Okay, so Netherlands.
Yeah.
Van Dijk.
The last team we're going to discuss. Van Dijk didn't make the tournament.
Van Dijk is still people think enough. They're not even going to get out of their group.
So they have Tim Krul in goal.
Let me see that before you read it.
Martin Stekelenburg. See, they keep
Stekelenburg. So we see him.
And Bizot.
This team is not good enough.
They're taking Dele Blin, Patrick Van Aanholt.
I mean, it's going to be nice to see all the young players. I wish they had Van Dijk. I wish they had Van Dijk.
I really did.
With Van Dijk, this would be a team.
And I think the lift is also kind
Van Aanholt, Ake, Jurrien Timber, Stefan De Vrij, Owen Wijnaldum.
They compared De Vrij and Ake.
Dele Blin, Matthijs de Ligt.
The lead is there.
Denzel Dumfries. Oh. Tion Koopmanners is good.
Tion
Koopmanners is good. Martin De Roon at Atalanta. Jorginho Wijnaldum. Ryan Gravenberch. So the midfield is clearly Gravenberch, Frankie.
Because injury?
That midfield is Gravenberch, Frankie, Wijnaldum.
Not good enough.
Good enough for
me. Like, they just have like, Wijnaldum's work rate.
Attack is Memphis. Where's this boy in Spurs?
Bergwijn?
Steven Bergwijn, yeah.
I don't think he...
They there? Didn't call him up.
That's weird. I thought they did.
Yeah, they are losing out on centre-backs.
Damn.
Like, if they had Van Dijk... Maybe this team challenges.
They still don't have a goalie, though.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they're not producing keeper there.
What happened to
Silas? They've got Daniel Malen, Quincy Proms, Luke De Jong, Cody Gakpo.
Yeah, Malen.
Yeah, Daniel Malen. That's who I'm telling you that Man U should go and sign. Because Dortmund will sign him. That Bellingham signing really took me out. Anyway, so Euros are starting tomorrow. Italy might have an okay squad. Is Zaniolo fit?
No.
Jorginho Desha. So,
I mean, they're taking Barella.
So yeah, let me see that.
They have Kaiser, Locatelli, Barella, Berratti.
Goalkeepers. Who are all these people?
Goalkeepers are Sirigu, Alex Meret.
Just know, see, when it comes to the Italy squad, just know that it's Chiellini and Bonucci in defense.
Defenders are Chiellini, Bonucci, Rafael Toloi, Francesco Acerbi, Florenzi,
Acerbi,
Florenzi, Emerson, Brian Cristante, Giovanni Di Lorenzo, and Bastoni. Alessandro Bastoni at Inter is not a bad call. In midfield, you have Verratti, Spinazzola, Jorginho, Pellegrini, Nicolo Barella. So
for England's, for Italy's
Pessina,
last game,
Spinazzola Locatelli,
played as a left back.
Locatelli and Chiesa.
Yeah. But they'll play a back
three. No, the team is not going to do so badly. They're going to play a back three. The wing backs will probably be
Spinazzola
and who?
He might
Florenzi?
Play Chiesa on the other side.
Nah, he doesn't do that, surely.
Federico.
But they've got Locatelli. They've got Chiesa. They've got Barella. They've got Jorginho. They've got Verratti.
All people in the middle of the pitch.
Yeah.
I don't think Jorginho ever starts.
Jorginho doesn't start.
I think he plays Chiesa.
They've got Emerson. So Emerson and...
Look, and Spinazzola.
Spinazzola. And then you have Bonucci, Bazzagli and maybe Bastoni.
Bazzagli?
Sorry, Bonucci. I just got used to saying
Bonucci, Chiellini, Bazzagli.
This is exactly what happened when Maldini was still there.
Chiellini and Bastoni, sorry. And then up front, they've got Gatto.
Who be their coach?
And they've got Gallo, sorry. There's Ciro Immobile, Insigne, Gallo, Belotti. Who is another striker that I would take at Chelsea.
Wicked strikers.
Immobile, Insigne, Belotti, Berardi, Bernardeschi, and Giacomo Raspadori.
Who be that one?
Moiskin. My skin hasn't got up.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this is the Italian squad, and yeah. So, one more time, because I won the last time. Who wins the Euros? Your ball.
Who wins the Euros?
Winner of the Euros is the winner of the group of death.
Yep, that's what I think. No, the thing is, Portugal.
I don't even know why everybody is writing off Spain.
Portugal.
Oh, God! Give me the Spanish squad. You know,
David De Gea, Unai Simón, Robert Sanchez.
Simón is great.
No Kepa.
Why would they call
Kepa? Sorry, Kepa, my lord.
Raúl Albiol.
Not you, my lord.
César.
Aspi.
Jordi Alba. Jose Gaya.
This team is old.
Aymeric Laporte.
Okay.
Diego Llorente. Pau Torres. Eric Garcia.
So they've got Pau Torres, Laporte. No Ramos, yeah? Of course, they didn't call him.
No Madrid.
Pau Torres. No, they called someone.
Raul Albiol,
Pau Torres, Laporte, Aspi, in terms of like center backs, in case they want to play in the back three.
Mm-hmm.
And who else?
Football,
I'm not
kidding. Thiago!
Idea.
He's finally where his idea ball.
Somebody
counts.
Said that this is a crime. Like, these people are really sending out Busquets at Thiago for the Euros. If they beat them at key.
Busquets didn't make the team.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Somebody was injured though. They might have called Busi.
Unless they replace someone. So it's Alcantara, Koke, Rodrigo,
Saul
didn't make the team.
Oh, sorry, don't overreact. It's just for 40 million.
Marcos Llorente,
okay.
Fabian,
okay.
Daniel Olmo, Rodri.
Okay.
Oh, I see the replacement.
Carlos Soler,
okay.
Pedri.
Pedri doesn't.
Kennedy will probably love that.
Pedri makes the team and Saul doesn't.
Relax. What did Saul do? Hey, he won.
He won the league.
Okay, relax. Never mind, guys.
This is obviously a backer bias. There is obviously a backer bias with Enrique.
Focus on your club.
There's no Madrid player.
Morata.
Pablo Sarabia.
PSG.
He's not playing again.
Oh, I'm shaking in my boots.
Gerard Moreno.
Okay.
Oh,
him I'm worried
nightmares.
About.
In my veins.
Nightmares, bro.
In my veins. United fans.
Adama.
Do you know that Adama is so productive and underrated?
Yeah.
I was reading
Adama solved their wing back problem.
I was reading one of these guys. I'll post the article on Inagba. The brother analyzed Adama and how important he is to like Spain. But you know, maybe it's because of the oil that he's rubbing on his biceps.
You tell me they rub soup.
Moving on.
Bray Mendes. That's one of my scouted players.
Let me see.
Who? Mike Andre
Oyarzabal.
Oyarzabal.
For now and Ferran Torres.
Yeah.
Is it just me or is this team very, very
meh
average?
Very, very.
Do you know why it's
meh.
Funny? You're thinking it's meh, but think about this. He plays a midfield of Koke, Rodri,
and Thiago.
And Pedri.
Oh, Pedri. Why not Thiago?
You can almost not beat that.
work rate.
This nigga's called Rodrigo from Leeds.
Yeah. Think of the work rates. He's not picking, and when you don't take players, you don't take players that give you like that whole sentiment of I want this guy to play.
They just give you efficiency.
Give you efficiency. So I'm actually thinking of them as a dark horse team. I don't think they win, but I wouldn't be surprised if they do.
I feel like the winner is definitely between France, Germany, and Portugal.
No, I don't even know why Portugal is in this discussion.
They won it the last time. That's why.
After finishing third in their group, blood clan. I beg. If it's a normal tournament, they don't even make it out of the group stage. Let's focus on the important things.
Okay, let's see how the Euros thing goes, because apparently there's fixed qualification rules.
What?
Yeah, like you already know.
They are not enough competitive clubs.
No, you already kind of know who you're going to face based on. They've already drawn out all the seeds for it.
What's 3AB?
What's
3DE?
So the from group 3, AB, I guess, would be first two.
Oh, we'll figure it out. Okay, the threes are the best thirds.
Yeah.
So, God. So Spain play Lewandowski.
You.
And Sweden and Slovakia. I said Lewandowski because they're not facing Poland, they're facing him. England have a
Lewandowski good and
Cole. England got Scotland, Croatia, Czech Republic.
Oh God.
That's not easy though.
The Netherlands. Netherlands. How said Netherlands not qualify from this group now? Jesus. I know they are bad.
What's their group?
Austria, Macedonia and Ukraine. Come on.
They'll qualify. North Macedonia.
Belgium got Belgium, Denmark, Finland, Russia.
Belgium,
where are we playing the Euros? Is it Russia? Yeah?
Belgium are playing Russia.
Apparently it's around Europe.
Oh, okay, that's not a bad idea.
Because England are playing in Wembley.
Belgium are playing Russia.
Then you have Ukraine.
Everybody play in your house.
Then you have Italy, Switzerland, Turkey, Wales. That's a tough group as well.
Wales made it.
Yeah.
Obviously, right. We know they are attacking Gareth Bale is James, Gareth Bale, and the rest.
Gareth Bale is coming. That's all that matters. Don't worry, Gareth Bale is a fine boy, sir.
He's not. No, he's not. I refuse to be.
You would kill for Gareth Bale.
Let me show Sarah some fine boys to react to.
Oh God!
Now that we are done talking about
Ferran Torres,
predictions first. He's kind of cute though.
Ferran Torres.
4 minutes. The episode has 4 more minutes. I want to start showing fine boys.
You really want? Okay. Please let me.
Let's hear from her. Who are the five players that you know?
Ronaldo.
Chapter. Okay. Collective gasp.
He has a very normal face.
Okay.
Okay.
Reece
James is cute.
Oh God! She obviously has a
black bias.
He's black bias.
He's not. No, there's nothing like black bias.
Yes, Reece James. Jojo thinks Sterling's ass is cute.
I don't know who that is. I hear his name a lot. I don't know what he looks like.
She's about to Google rank Sterling's ass.
Go through this player's page. Does he look cute enough?
Is this
Zo?
Tsubozala!
I have to see his face.
Dominic Tsubozala.
You have to look at the body and the face as well. So
why are we discussing? Have you seen the state?
Have you seen the state of his body?
Mad. I'm not going to say mad.
He's 20 though.
Tsubozala is 20.
He's big for 20.
Right?
Yeah, he's cute.
Show her Jadon. Show her Jadon. Show her Jadon.
We're coming. Show Jadon.
We have 3 minutes to show her Jadon. Start.
Next.
Show her who? Ooh, he's cute.
That's Loftus Cheek. He's not going to the Euros.
Of course, it's Loftus Cheek.
Wow. She would like to loft his cheeks.
The streets know. All the women know. Ruben, Loftus Cheek.
Cute? That's Geronimo Rui.
That's his baby face.
He does have a baby face. And a cup. That he won against.
Don't show me now.
He won it against Man Yesta.
This is really.
Show her Jadon.
So cute.
Jadon is cute. You've seen Jadon Sancho.
Zaniolo.
Nicolai Zaniolo.
He looks like a Netflix.
Oh God. Boy. Yeah. He looks like all these guys. Marcus.
Marcus.
Like. That's what they
mean.
Like.
It's not even Marcus. That?
That's Jadon Sancho.
This is a video. I can't.
He's just okay.
How you say?
Jadon's just okay.
Madas.
Madas is meh. Have you seen? Wait, let me show you the Calvin Phillips one.
Ooh, that's Phillips. Show her Jackie. Show her Jackie Grealish.
Oh, this is the hardest photo still.
But yeah, he's cute.
Just you know he scores. I'm telling you.
The black players are actually cute.
No, but Calvin Phillips is pretty.
Okay, show me one white player that's actually cute.
Calvin Phillips is
very hard. I can't really help you.
I'm trying my best. Look at his hair. Beckham, he used to play.
Used to.
He has features.
She's very unimpressed by white people. I'm sorry.
But he's Dr. Umar
would be proud.
In that picture you showed me, he looks like a washed down Jason something.
Yeah. Jason Momoa.
But he's clearly cute.
She's not doing it for her. I'm sorry.
I'm dying.
He's really trying his best to impress her with Calvin Phillips, but it's not working.
Guys, before we go, Phil Foden dyed his hair. We were complaining that he doesn't have
swagger. I can't believe we didn't talk about that.
Who was this?
Tyler Roberts.
Which of
this guy's bringing out America.
Yeah, he's busting out the Roberts Americans.
He's bringing out the Americans.
Roberts American.
Yeah, he's English. They're both English. Tyler Roberts and
who is Tyler Roberts?
Tyler Roberts.
Why are they dressed loud?
You look like going to see the Cowboys. Exactly. I'm about to say that.
guys. Phil Foden finally decided to get some swag.
A good young man.
Ooh. Nuno Mendes.
Nuno Tavares.
Tavares. Oh, I always buy Tavares.
That's my boy.
Anyway, Phil Foden dyed his hair, nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
It was Pogba, okay, will not hear the last.
Now, Pogba does it.
I saw that on Twitter. Why is that a thing? Why is dyeing your hair a
because
thing?
Because racism.
I've always known footballers.
Whenever Pogba dyes his hair, Graham Souness' dick is everywhere.
Okay, that's only because first off he's your player. Second of all, you're angry because you feel like it is targeted at black players.
It is.
There are other black players that dye their hair and nobody says anything.
Ryan Sterling doesn't need to dye his hair. Ryan Sterling doesn't need to buy a house.
That's a trend against a player.
Marcus Rashford.
Ryan Sterling got a tattoo and then
Ryan Sterling bought a $1.5 million house for his mother. And they are saying, why is he spending so much on the house? Wait a minute. Then a youngster at City buys a $2 million house for his mom. And they're like, oh my God, such a thoughtful child.
That's what I'm saying.
Ryan Sterling couldn't even hold it anymore. He posted the two pictures.
Mason Greenwood and Phil Foden went to
Iceland
and solicited prostitutes, for lack of a better term. Just and the women wanted to fuck. Summary. Anyway, Mason Greenwood is single. He's a young man living it up, and he gets
Phil Foden has a slander.
Phil Foden has a pregnant girlfriend.
See this Mason Greenwood.
Yes.
Yes. Mason.
Oh no, we just cut out the beginning because we've eaten into the time.
I'm so dead.
Say, can I see this Mason
Greenwood?
Can I
see?
No, Mason Greenwood is a fine boy.
Mason Greenwood is going to be a fine boy.
Are you googling when you can go to his Instagram?
That's true. Oh God.
Wait, this is direct message, Mason? Why?
Don't do that.
Please tell him I love him.
Yeah, just tell him, Mason, I really just love you. Where is
focus? Show them.
I need a very, very...
Mason's cute, though.
These niggas have phones in our face.
You can't see, though. I'm showing her pictures. Well, like God, hello, bring out the best.
He's so cute. Like,
and this
like
is Phil Foden. No
and
offense.
Then this is Phil Foden.
No offense to Phil because he's a great footballer. But
is he black?
Mason is black.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like a black man doing.
Mason Greenwood?
Going to Iceland together.
It was Foden's idea. It was Foden's idea. Because Mason said it. Mason said that he wasn't going to do anything with the girls.
Foden.
That Foden
the most talented player, Man City, but
is he the one that dyed his hair?
Yes,
but the most sourceless.
This guy, this
hair dye that we have done is the closest to the sauce.
This nigga heard us say he didn't have sauce.
I went and dyed his hair. He did a Paul Gascoigne.
He actually looks like the kind of person
that would solicit a prostitute. Yes.
No. That would try his best to, you know, make everybody think he has swag.
Next thing you know, you're gone.
But the boy is good, though. No, like,
we can't come.
It also reminds me of this guy from Elite.
Elite?
The gay guy. What's his
Omar?
Name?
Or the other one?
Wait, was that Elite?
Yeah, Omar and... We're not going to talk about
Elite.
Moving on. Thank you all.
It's been a great season. Thank you for listening. Shout out to all our guests.
Oh, following Lakbar on Instagram.
Yeah, we have an Instagram now. And during the Euros, we are going to be having spaces. We've announced that at the end as well. You'll see the picture of the announcement. But spaces are coming so that we can hear from you guys and not spend the summer keeping quiet. Even though that would be nice.
Wait, what are you doing this summer?
School.
Education. Jumper, what are you doing this summer?
Beer.
Getting the rest of us drunk.
As you can observe, he has a crate in his room.
Sarah, do you have a summer?
Working and drinking with friends.
Drinking. That's exactly what I'm going to be doing. Getting lit.
I have an education to attain. I'm not going to stop doing that. Thank you guys for listening to Inagba this season. Hopefully, we have a lot more exciting content for you next season. And
there's definitely me singing in there somewhere.
Yeah, so definitely. It's going to be so much fun. He's avoiding me. He's not been coming out with me. He's staying in his house because he knows that we go anywhere.
That's not the reason I've been staying in my house.
Sakpa.
Yes, that's exactly what. But Sakpa no fi kill you don't broke before. So
thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for listening to every episode. Thank you to all our guests. Thank you to everybody that gave us their time.
This nigga has a paid transport to come and record.
Thank you to Sam, Temple, Adam,
Alpha,
Uem, Ekbeon, Kennedy, Jojo, Rita,
Madonna,
Chiwendu, Joe Paul.
Manolo!
Thank you to everybody who came to. And we can't wait to see who we have next season. I'm excited, personally. I can see insane guests.
Let's get like La Casa.
Who? La Casa Shababa.
Moving on.
Thank you guys for listening. That's it. We're done for the season.
Jesus Christ.
Finally.
Just silence.
Bye guys. We'll see you at the spaces.
Follow Inagba on Instagram.
See you in space. Ooh, that was better than what I said. He still can't name any episode though, so I win.
This has to be. Okay,
Chelsea have ruined football again.
Yeah. No.
Chelsea ruined football
one last time.
You do usually ruin. Thank you guys for listening. I will see you in space.
Bye.
Bye guys.
Fuck Donald Trump.
Oh.